no one's about. At least I don't think so. Mama may be snooping, so I've got to take care. If she finds out that I've disobeyed her, she could have hysterics and start tearing out her hair. Mama's designed a very strict diet, low fat and fiber and nothing much to chew. Bet you what you like, if you had to try it, you would sneak away and do what I am gonna do. At least we don't think so. Mama wasn't watching, so we tippy-toed away after we'd grab the biggest jelly donuts. Fooey to our diets, we declare a holiday. No one's about. At least we don't think so. Just eat your jelly donuts. No one's gonna tell everybody here, yeah, hiding from our mothers. I guess that means that you are on a diet as well. It's not just a diet or two. Mama dictates everything that we do. The moment I wake up, there's Mama all ready to start on the daily regime. I stretch and I bend for at least 20 minutes, then wipe off last night's beauty cream. I go to the bathroom, make sure that I'm regular, then shampoo and shower and floss. There's no use complaining or trying to change things, 'cause Mama, sweet Mama's the boss. Mama says each day's a test, so wake up full of vigor and zest. That's why I wake up depressed. But Mama, Mama knows best. We sit down to breakfast of muesli and fruit juice. No white bread, no jelly, no cream. And while we are eating, she reads aloud to us the news from the show business scene. Reviews of the movies, reviews of the theater, the box office profit and loss. I dream of shutting her mouth up with muesli, but Mama, sweet Mama's the boss. Mama says we're on a quest. You could say that she is obsessed. Won't someone place her under arrest? No, Mama. Mama knows best. Then after schooling, we've always got classes with masses of subjects that teach. Singing and dancing and playing an instrument, yoga, deportment and speech. Mama says we've all been blessed with loads more talent than all the rest. Overloaded, overstressed, but Mama, Mama knows
Mama,
best.
Mama, your mama's a pest. Take it from us, she's filled your head with nonsense. You haven't got a chance of being successful in this biz.
Look at our boss. He was once a child star.
Never had a childhood, which is why he's what he is. He started out much the same as you are. A little bit of talent and an awful lot of hope.
He quickly learned performing is for losers.
He became a businessman 'cause Mickey is no dope.
His story's a sad one, but true. It's why he hates kiddie performers like you. From birth as a kid, he was pushed by his mom, and at age 9 he got his own show.
Joined Mickey each morning for cartoons and mayhem, and soon he was rolling in dough.
But when he was 12 and his voice broke, the bosses decided that he was too old. So another cute 9-year-old kid took his place,
and Mickey was out in the cold.
That's when Mickey made the switch, found a more productive niche. Now the guy is stinking rich, twisted, bitter and rich. Mickey was a pro, but you're always gonna be amateur. Having heard you, we are sure you'll wind up bitter and poor. What did you say? I dare you to repeat that. Did you tell our little darlings they'd be on the skids? Don't shake your heads. Don't you dare deny it. Aren't you the hero trying to scare a bunch of kids?
You ladies get out of our way.
We ain't gonna budge till we've all had our say. You think that you're something, I tell you you're nothing, a posse of worthless galoots. You think that you're classy, I tell you you're garbage, you're bags of slime dressed up in suits. You creeper and Mr. King fawning and scraping like so many snakes in the grass. You're slaves and you love it, cause in your opinion the sun shines out of his.
That's the way to tell a mama.
Crawl back underneath your stone if you don't leave our babies alone. Sticks and stones may break your bones, so keep away.
If you value your life,
keep away.
Or it's out with the noise.
Keep far away from our kids, our wonderful kids, our talented kids, our fabulous kids. Is like a thing possessed. I have never been so impressed. Holy moly, who'd have guessed that mama, our hardest nails mama, our toughest boots.